Hello to you. I'm Krishan Saunders at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. All right, folks, we're keeping our fingers crossed on this one, but the Red River in Fargo, North Dakota appears to have crested. Now, the National Weather Service says the weather has peaked just shy of 41 feet and that it's expected to go down by the end of next week. But that doesn't mean the area is completely out of danger. There are many spots along the river all the way into Canada, believe it or not, where they are concerned levees and dikes just may not hold. All right, snow emergency warnings are posted in parts of Texas, Kansas, even Colorado right now. Here's what it looked like in Colorado just yesterday. More than a foot of snow has already fallen around Denver. Colorado's governor declared a state of emergency and mobilized the National Guard. Tornadoes are in the forecast in the southeast again today. This funnel cloud was spotted over Interstate 95 yesterday. The National Weather Service is now confirming two tornadoes touched down in North Carolina Friday. Storm damage is quite evident. In nearby Robeson County, dozens of homes were damaged in and around the greater Fayetteville area. Fortunately, only a few reported injuries. Many people are angry over Pope Benedict saying condoms do not prevent HIV. The Pope made the comments just last week during a trip to Cameroon. France, Germany, and Belgium governments and UN aid agencies have criticized the Pope's remarks. Online groups have pledged to send condoms to the Vatican. The Pope says reliance on condoms distracts from the need for proper sex education. Meanwhile, President Obama has a new plan for Afghanistan. The president laid out details yesterday of a plan to defeat Al-Qaeda terrorists in both Afghanistan and Pakistan. It calls for 4,000 new troops focusing on training Afghanistan's army and police force. It also calls for increased aid. Now, Pakistan's president also praised the new plan this morning. President Obama committed 17,000 more troops to Afghanistan last month. The Pentagon says those additions will bring the total for U.S. troops in the country to more than 60,000. Those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source. Online, on TV, even when you're on the go.